Well, it's City of Tampa Ordinance 22-8, which prohibits any citizen from placing anything or item on any street, sidewalk, wharf, pier, or under the ordinance, any other place controlled or owned by the city. So our clients were arrested for violating that city ordinance for allegedly placing blankets and I think backpacks, stuff like that, on the city sidewalk.
And that was in October, the first six arrests, and I was there. Some of them did not have any items, and it was alleged that their bodies, their persons, I think, were the objects, or at least that's what they said.
Well, I think there was some confusion initially as to what the arrests were going to be for and what they were for, and I think some of the protesters were under the impression that they were going to be arrested for sitting or sleeping on the sidewalk and their bodies would be considered an item placed on the sidewalk. As it turns out, after the arrests were made, they were charged with placing real physical items like blankets and sleeping bags on the sidewalk, and that's how the charges came down.
And you're challenging the constitutionality of that ordinance in court. How did the court hearing go? What happened yesterday, and were there any rulings?
Well, earlier in the month, in the beginning of March, we had a hearing on our motion to dismiss the charges against three of our clients who are charged under City Ordinance 22-8, and we were arguing that City Ordinance 22-8 is unconstitutional on its face, it's overbroad, void for vagueness, and violates due process. We got a ruling on that motion yesterday. The court did not rule on the constitutional issue. The court found that a violation of 22-8 is a non-criminal, non-arrestable offense, and that being a dispositive ruling, there is no need to decide the constitutional issue. So essentially, the court said there's a penalty provided for in 22-8. That penalty is removal of the property, and that's the specific penalty. There's no criminal penalty.
This ordinance, first of all, it could be being looked at by the city council to be revised, but also it could come into play for the RNC. How is that?
Well, you know, we don't know for sure. As it stands now, we've just had one ruling before one county court judge. There's still five of these similar or exact same motions pending in five other courtrooms. We don't know if we're going to go forward on these other motions or not. As it stands now, according to this ruling, as I said, it's a non-arrestable offense, but the city could still confiscate or remove any property that's placed on the sidewalk and then charge a fee for the removal to the offenders. In terms of the RNC, I mean, we could assume that this ordinance may be drafted and new ordinances may be placed into effect, but you know, we don't know.
That motion is before, I think there's at least three or four other judges. Some of those have the same judges out of those six. So you could, if those go on and the state doesn't null process or dismiss those charges based upon Judge Conrad's ruling, you could have, you know, three, four different rulings. I mean, obviously here it could be dismissed, but it could be dismissed on other grounds. If it's, you know, declared unconstitutional, that would even wipe out the city from being permitted to remove the property and then also charge the offending party a fee for the removal of that property. But even if it stands based upon Judge Conrad's ruling, I think the most the city can do, the Tampa Police Department can do at the RNC is if these people are protesting, if they have tables, if they have items, then they can remove those items. They can't arrest the protesters under this particular ordinance.
But, I mean, we think there are still some serious constitutional flaws with the ordinance, even if it's considered a non-criminal ordinance and applied to where the city is removing property, because the ordinance doesn't provide for any type of notice to someone who puts something on a sidewalk that there's going to be removal. Essentially, as soon as something is placed on a sidewalk under the ordinance, it could then be removed, and the person who places it there is then charged with the removal fee. So there's no warning to say you have 12 hours or 24 hours to remove this property that you've placed on the sidewalk. It's under the ordinance, instantly removed, and a penalty is assessed.
I think the other interesting part, and Paul brought this up in that motion, was you could have, I guess, a person taking a baby stroller and leaving that there momentarily, and under the ordinance, at least as applied right now, that's that item can be removed by the city and then charged to the owner for its removal. It's just so that's what we call an overbreadth challenge that had been made on that issue.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. We don't know if the city's going to go forward on the remainder of these cases or not. They may be dismissed. You know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.